This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Sunday's Drag Queen Storytime at a public library in Brisbane was invaded by a group linked to the University of Queensland Liberal National Club. The group went into the room where families and children were just finishing story time and began chanting. The next day, one of the organizers of the protest, an openly gay man, took his own life. I spoke to Hollies Wolf, the coordinator for Rainbow Families Queensland, about the event. Rainbow Families Queensland has put on a number of programs, and recently one was Drag Queen Storytime at one of the Brisbane libraries. How did that come about?
When we first set up Rainbow Families Queensland around 2 years ago, I had recently moved from Sydney to Queensland, moved back home to Queensland, that is. And so I'd been involved in Rainbow Families New South Wales events, and they had a Drag Storytime event, which I thought was really interesting. So I did a bit of research around it, and Michelle T, who's a LGBT writer in San Francisco, she started them, like Drag Story Hour, I think they call it over there. And the idea is to engage children with ideas of gender and sexuality and fluidity of gender and sexuality through a really fun, playful sort of hour with a drag queen. We've held maybe five or six events in Queensland now, most of them in Brisbane City Council libraries or at their pop-up stalls, but we had one in a bookshop and one at our launch.
And I should point out that for people outside Brisbane, that Brisbane's unique in Australian capital cities because the council area is most of the metro area, whereas in other places like Sydney or Melbourne, Sydney Council's really small. Melbourne City Council's fairly small compared to the rest of the area.
Yeah, so that's right.
Lots of Brisbane libraries.
Yeah, we also we approached all the other surrounding councils and their libraries, but it was a very difficult thing to get up and running because a lot of the more regional councils are very conservative and the council has to approve anything that happens in their libraries. So I spent a lot of time calling the different councils and didn't get anywhere. But Brisbane City Council was really open to the idea. So we've held events. We train all our drag queens in a proper training session with a primary school teacher, and we train them on appropriate language and attire because some drag queens can be a bit risque when they're in the clubs. but also, like, most importantly, we train them in how to read stories to kids in an engaging way. So a lot of the training is spent on, you know, how to read to kids, how to talk to kids, how to field questions from kids about, you know, why you are a man in a dress or something like that. We also have made a really concerted effort because we're aware that within the community there's some concern, particularly from the trans community, that drag queens, the culture is inherently transphobic. And so to address that, we've actively recruited a couple of trans or non-binary or gender diverse drag queens to also read with us. So we're really trying to push these ideas of gender a little bit further. So, yeah, our drag queens all have blue cards. They also all have legal training, which I'm really grateful for considering what happened, because when we first did the training session, I thought, oh, this feels like a bit of overkill. And then Diamond and I, one of the drag queens involved, were talking about how glad we were that we had taken those measures because it helped her to really know how to respond during that incident and afterwards as well. Yeah.
And just from clarification, a blue card, is that a working with children check sort of thing?
That's right, for Queensland, yeah. It means that you've had a police check and there's no, you know, you're not a sex offender or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much how Rainbow Family's story times, drag story times run.
And how have they generally been received?
Fantastically. Oh, the kids love them. The parents love them. They're fun. It's a really warm, engaging space. And a lot of the best thing about them for me is that when we're holding them in public libraries, we're not just preaching to the converted. You know, we're not just speaking to rainbow families. We're reaching families who maybe haven't considered this stuff before or don't know how to talk to their kids about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, for me, it's helping to change things on a more macro level, you know, because children need to be taught about gender and sexuality, about diverse families, about trans people, things like that. So one of the books that we read usually is it's called Introducing Teddy, and it's a gorgeous Australian children's book about a teddy who is trans. And it is really simple and really, you know, it's aimed at children between 2 and 5. And it's just such an easy and happy way of talking about these things with young children.
And what do you hear from parents, especially people that, you know, just happened to be at the library and didn't necessarily engage with rainbow families before?
Everyone always says, when's the next one? You know, that's the first thing they always say. We want more. And, you know, how can I help my child a lot of the time? You know, sometimes there's children who are maybe questioning their gender. How can I support my child in doing what he or she or they want to do with gender? And, you know, so it really starts conversations going. And also, interestingly, like at the last event we held, we had a few young people, maybe in their late teens, early 20s, who came along. And I think for them it was a way to access community, possibly for the first time, that wasn't in an 18-plus venue, that wasn't intimidating, that was, in a really sort of playful space where they could sort of dip their toes for the first time.
We'll have more with Holly Zwolf from Rainbow Families Queensland after this. This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. This is The Informer on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Arian Potts. We've been speaking about the protest at Drag Queen Storytime with Holly Zwolf from Rainbow Families Queensland. The following part of this interview discusses suicide and some other sensitive topics. Our friends at QLife are here for you. They're on 1-800-184-527 or qlife.org.au, and that's 3 p.m. to midnight, or Lifeline 13 11 14 or the Suicide Callback Service 1300-659-467. Now, back to Holly. Then you had an event on Sunday that went very differently.
Yeah, we did. We I was supposed to go to the Sunday Drag Storytime event, and as I was driving into the car park, my child fell asleep, and I worked very hard as the coordinator, and I decided for once I was going to prioritize my family and not go, so I let my child sleep. Mm-hmm. And I drove home, and just as I was getting to the local supermarket, my phone started going off, letting me know what had happened. So I wasn't there at the event, but I've spoken to a lot of people who were, and from my understanding, the Drag Story Hour was held. They read a couple of books about diverse families. They did a couple of songs and danced with the children. And then they had moved into the craft activity, which is how we finish up the event. And at that mm-hmm. point, some people in their early 20s, around 20 people, attempted to storm the event. Some of them got inside the room with chanting quite aggressively. And the children, a lot of the children were very traumatised. We're asking the parents, what's going on? We're scared. Why are they saying these things? What are they saying? Are we safe? And the parents were very concerned. A couple of rainbow parents managed to push these people out of the room and close the door, and one of our drag queens, Diamond, and a few library staff and a parent went outside to try and remove the people from the space completely. Security were called, and they continued chanting outside the glass door, so it was a very intimidating scene. The librarian I spoke to said that she felt like the people inside the room, you know, who were there for the event, seemed very trapped. And they were kind of, you know, being intimidated from outside, and there was no other way out of the room. Our other drag queen, Queenie, did his very best to entertain the kids with the craft activity and distract them. Mm-hmm. So the queens responded beautifully. And Diamond, you know, there's a lot of footage of her very calmly asking them, please leave, please leave. But, yeah, everyone was very upset, and the librarians were very upset, the queens were very upset, and our families did not feel safe, and that is not okay. The children felt unsafe at a family event.
So after the group left, Then the family is dispersed, or, I mean, just pick up the thread.
Yeah, I assume after the security guards did arrive, the people were directed to leave. They chose to leave very slowly. They chanted their way very slowly through the library as they were leaving. And then, yeah, the craft activity was wrapped up and people dispersed. But, you know, people didn't feel safe leaving the building.
Of course.
The drag queens definitely didn't feel safe leaving in drag. So it was a very traumatic ending to a beautiful event, which is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the aftermath of that, like I've spoken to parents who were there with children who were old enough to understand what was being said, and they're asking questions about that. You know, why do those people think that about drag queens? What are they saying? Are we going to be safe at the next event? Rainbow Families Queensland are holding a camp this weekend. It's an annual camping trip. And we've had people contacting us, asking us if we'll have security at a camping trip, you know, and there's just, it's horrific that it's come to that. Children have been asking their parents, did those people have guns? Are we safe? So it just escalates. And I just want to acknowledge that yes, someone has been very harmed. You know, someone died as a result, which we'll get to later. But also other people's mental health has been really harmed by that act. And we don't know the aftermath of that now. Like, we haven't seen any direct impact right now. But, you know, that sort of trauma impacts on children in an ongoing way and on families. And
yeah.
I think it's really important that we talk about that, because mainstream media has really sort of left that quietly by the side. And I don't want to forget about our families.
Can we talk about Monday?
Yeah, let's talk about it. It needs to be talked about. But I feel like two different things happened, and unfortunately there was a connection between them, but a lot of speculation has gone on about that connection, and it's really not for us to ever know. But the person who organised the protest at the drag storytime event on Monday morning, he took his own life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 21. And he was an out gay man, and was a very staunch conservative. So he was his club was the UQ, Liberal National Club, something like that. They'd been disaffiliated from the Liberal Party, but the basis for his organisation was very staunch conservative politics. He was someone who had actively campaigned in the No campaign around same-sex marriage. Had organised this event. So although he was gay, he obviously didn't agree with a lot of things the community did or believed in. There were obviously mental health issues going on there for him. And there's speculation that, you know, social media didn't help, but it's really not for us to say.
Yeah.
And what he did wasn't okay, and what happened to him in the end wasn't okay. And I don't really know what else I can say at this point. It's very tragic. It's horrific. And we've all been very traumatized by what happened. And yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, as you said, you will be linked to that, you know, for a while.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, being an LGBT person, and I'm using the acronym as a shorthand for LGBTQIAP+, but being an LGBT person on social media is difficult, regardless of what side of the political spectrum you are on. And it's been incredibly difficult for everyone involved in that incident on Sunday on both sides of the political spectrum. Our drag queens have received some horrific hate mail, and you know, there's been some awful things said about them and about Rainbow Families Queensland online. I think it can be a really fraught place for anyone in the community.
Yeah. If people want to support Rainbow Families Queensland, is there a way that they can donate or goods and coins?
That's been on my to-do list to set up a donation button because we've had a lot of offers of support and we would love support. We are an unfunded organisation. We're completely volunteer run and we raise our own funds throughout the year just from, you know, raffles and things like that. So any funds are always greatly appreciated. At this point, if you're really keen to donate, you could email us. Our address is rainbow.families.qld@outlook.com. And then when I have the resilience to organise a funding option, then I will let people know.
All right.
Yeah, I think something that, you know, what happened with that young man is absolutely awful, and it also really shifted the dialogue. And I think if I can shift the dialogue back for a minute, the event that happened on Sunday, the thing that really concerns us is that, you know, with this religious discrimination bill that's currently under review, hate speech like that would be potentially more sanctioned, like more allowed in our society, and that's something that really concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess that's something I was trying to talk about on Monday, but of course we had to shift that dialogue when we heard about what had happened. But I think it's really worthwhile raising. Mm. There are other people involved in that protest, and yeah,
very, very sad events.
Very, and I hope that everything I've said sounds respectful of him as well as respectful of our event. Like I,
probably all that you can say. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
That was Holly Zwolf speaking about the Drag Queen Storytime protest and the suicide of one of the protest organizers. There are some resources for you, as always. You know, QLife is available from 3 p.m. to midnight Melbourne time on 1-800-184-527 and web chat at qlife.org.au. Lifeline at 13 11 14, and the suicide callback service is on 1-300-659-467. This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.